Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
For 14 days seeking the Lord, I'm praying and trusting Him so that He can secure a way for us in 2026. And I want you to know that the Lord is not waiting to get into 2026. He's already there. What that means is that it will do you a lot of good to put your future in His hands, the way maker. Do not be wise in your own eyes, because they that compare themselves with others are not wise. Let Jesus take the wheel of your life in 2026. As we prepare to come into this new year, the commitment that God has to you has not wavered. And you must be confident in His word for you. One of the things I've found is that a lot of Christians, very innocent Christians, do not know how to interact with the word of the Lord. We rejoice when a word is given, and that is the first layer of response. When the word of the Lord, and you know, many of us even lose it from there because we don't even rejoice. When the word of the Lord comes to us, we don't rejoice. And you know, the scripture was very clear. David was teaching us, and he said, not Pastor David, David in the Bible. David said, I rejoice at your word as one that has found great treasures. Huh? You remember that brother I prayed for that got $1.2 million? He tore his shirt. You know what it means? You've never seen $50,000 in your life. And somebody prays for you and you see $1.2 million on your mobile app. Eh? He tore his shirt. They held him. He ran to the streets. Actually, that's the proper response. It's like he wanted to run mad. That this is not real. How? What did I do to God? Ah, what did I do to deserve this kind? $1.2 million. Dollars. They are just times 1.5. He tore his shirt. The church members ran after him to say, what's wrong? Say, he could not tell them. He tore his shirt. Say, tore his shirt. Remove his shoes. They heard him on the road. How do you share that kind of? You can't share that testimony. She said, Lila. And some of you are already in that zone. Because in the year that we are coming into, God wants to show you off. A lot of you in this church will consistently begin to earn in foreign currency. So I've asked the Lord that what he has done for others outside, I want Him to do it here. Now, you know, I told you, sir, just a few minutes ago, I said some people don't know how to respond. You know, and I said that's the first place where people fail. And I'll give you a scripture. In the book of Matthew chapter 13, Jesus spoke about a sower that went out to sow. And the first category of people who received it were those who received it with excitement and with rejoicing. Their problem was not the rejoicing. The problem was that they were not properly taught. So because they were not established in faith, they lost what they received. But the first response was recognized by God. There was a group of lepers that Jesus prayed for or a minister to, and ten of them got healed, but only one thought to question. Did Jesus ask them to come back? No. So it was not. There's spiritual sense. There's common sense. You know, you need to sometimes Ask yourself, if you were God, what would you expect from this person? Do you know God has expectations? Just because he doesn't need anything doesn't mean he doesn't have expectations. He expects you to pass. I expect my children to pass when they're in school. It doesn't mean they will not make it in life, but I expect you to pass because I paid for the school fees. You understand? So you have to pass. Whether school is a scam or not, pass. Because I paid. And some of you are not aware that the windows of mercy have a time limit on them. If somebody comes to you and say, I want to help you. What type of trade do you want to learn? I will sponsor it. That is not an open-ended statement. If you are not ready now, you come 2 years later, people say, sorry, that window has closed. That's a mistake, love. Maybe I will teach a full message on how to respond to prophetic words. The first response is the response of rejoicing. I was watching a man of God, a very old prophet in the U.S., and he was prophesying to someone and called the person out and told him, he said, you have college loans. And he mentioned the amount in dollars, like about $20,000+. And the person was saying, yeah. He told the man, he said, go back. I can't prophesy to you. My anointing works by praise. The unction upon my own life works with praise. If I'm talking to you and you're doing yeah. You know, in the U.S., they refer to themselves by first name, even if you're a pastor. Alright? So, no problem, but I can't prophesy to you. You understand? I know my name. I don't need to remind, but I will not prophesy to you. Yeah. Okay, no problem. Somebody quickly told you, this man, when he prophesies, he likes people praising and dancing. And I've never seen a prophet like that. The brother started running around the church and started, he ran, very large building, he ran around the building. Then the prophet said, who is that running? I don't know who spoke to him, but I think he's coming back. Then he told him, he said, your wife's name is Melissa, and he just started prophesying. Say the amount, $26,533. Are you familiar? He said, that's the bill on the outstanding bill. Say, now the Lord said on the 15th of November, he gave him a date. He said, that's when the money will come. You have to know where you are. You see, just because it's your fiancé doesn't mean he's not a prophet. You better know who you are dealing with. If it's your fiancé, okay. If she is your fiancé, because sometimes people think it's about the brothers, no. You better know the unction upon the life of the woman in your life. Know the unction and respect it. Know when she's standing in her office and when she's just your wife. And you know when he's standing in his office so that you can be blessed. If not, everybody around him will be blessed. You will not. I was preaching in a church last night. Femi, we need to look for something else that can help me. If I get it, I'll tell you, but look for something else. And I was sharing the story of... Okay, it wasn't at the church I went to. It was at Bro Bimbo's meeting yesterday. I went to preach in a church, and a brother came to me. His wife has never been pregnant. Never. IVF gave her all kind of hormonal injections. Never. The service was over. I was on my way out. The brother ran to me and said, please, sir, my wife has never been pregnant. And I looked at him. I said, that's not a problem. You have bigger problems. So I started prophesying to him about the other problems. I honestly forgot about the woman standing with me, because she was too quiet for me. So I forgot she was there. But as I was going, I prayed. And I said, the Lord will answer you this time around. He will answer. The pastor of the church called me a few days ago and he said, the brother confided in another person. You know, when people have problems, they talk to the pastor. But when Pepe has arrested, they keep the information. So he went to talk to one of his friends and said, my wife is now pregnant, but we are not telling anybody. I'm not telling. So I sent him a message. I said, your wife is pregnant, but you don't have the baby yet. I said, if I were you, you will call. The powers that fought you and prevented you from even getting pregnant, they are still in your neighborhood. So if I were you, call. So that, now I will place you on the spiritual program for 9 months. I will tell you how you'll be praying. I'm still waiting for the call. So what's going to happen is that eventually, God forbid, something will happen. They will start calling my number. When I'm on a plate of unkobi and they just enjoy, they now want me to enter. I cannot enter the spirit on a plate of unkobi. So which means you have to come on another day. I was coming from Abuja. I bought 2 shinkafa. I bought, anytime I go, I must buy it. Yes. But I couldn't get the ingredients for Mia Kuka. I couldn't get down, but at least I came with the two and a hand. So, but it is what it is. So you don't assume that the day you call me, I will be in the spirit. I may just be on a plate of two shinkafa and Mia Kuka, you know, and I can't hear God. But I looked at that lady the day I prayed for her, just on my way out. But Jesus heard. You see, the most beautiful thing about being a servant of God is that Jesus hears you. I remember that woman yesterday that I prayed for in South Africa. She was being wheeled into the theater. They had amputated one of her breasts. They were about to take the other one out. And, you know, because cancer is a spirit. And the thing, I mean, she just called me. And I saw the number. Most times when I see South African numbers, I don't pick them. Because they are usually like fraudulent, you know, so I don't pick them. For some reason, I picked. I just wanted to hear somebody's saying rubbish. I just cut it off. It happened to be the voice of a woman. And she said, my daughter, her name is Okwe, give me your number. I am being taken into the theater. I have cancer. 9 a.m. when she made that call, I was eating egg roll. Such bad habit. Egg roll to worsen the situation. I did not even pray that morning. Yes. So when she called me, I said there's a problem today. I don't have password, I don't have system, I don't have anything to work. So in my heart, while I kept on the line, I said, God have mercy. I said, we will settle our own matter later, but for the sake of this woman, I don't know her. But I heard she's a senior pastor in our church. Father, please. Then I picked up, Madam, are you there? In the name of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, be made whole, be healed. They were willing her. You have not met Jesus. If you meet him, you'll be afraid of him. They got into the, and I've had 2 cases like that, similar cases. They got into the theater, and the doctor said, before we open her, run one more test. Ran one more test. The doctor said, this body has never had cancer before. Ah! Why did you operate her the first time? Never. No patch, no trail. The woman got to Nigerian airport here, said, I want to come and see you. I said, why? So I did not heal you. Actually, I wanted her to come and see me. The Lord said no. Ah, it didn't pain me. Because she lives in Magodo. You don't understand. I am aware that the house she, I mean, I know how much houses cost, even as far back as 10 years ago in Magodo. Not Magodo, those people claiming to be Magodo at Begal. I'm talking about the one at CMD, that Because some people claim to be when they are not. Listen, oh, you are hearing all these testimonies for a reason. God is going to do something very drastic. This week. I said this week. I said this week. Let me give you the scripture for this prophecy. The Spirit of God said, shall a nation be born in one day? Humanly, it is impossible. The same way, only by the hand of God, can a nation be born in one day. The same Jesus Christ that removed cancer, give children to people who have had several failed IVFs. That same Jesus is here today and is answering you. There was a particular brother, and maybe one of these days he'll visit again here. We had a conversation. And I said to him, because he was really frustrated and he had lost his job, he didn't have anything. I said, come and take a professional course. In fact, my wife contributed. My wife brought the money for the course. Paid me. I told him I will train you for free. And we trained the brother. Please, in the year 2026, as the Lord is blessing you, create a channel for you to also be a blessing to others. I'm telling you, because some people, this is why they're having spiritual constipation. It's breathe in, breathe out. That's the way it is. That's the way this life is. When you get to heaven, you won't need to breathe. But while you are here, it's breathe in, breathe out. And it's a principle, though. I'm not talking about breathing. I'm not a physical health. I'm not telling you to go to the gym. I'm just telling you how this life works. So I trained this brother. Please, I want you to, because your testimony might come in a way that may be very strange. Uncle Tio, he might be watching online. When he started coming to this church, he was broken, he was finished. One of the things the Lord first did for him when he got here was that God placed his children on scholarship. He was trying to leave, but his children were going to Corona. Was it Corona? Do you know Corona? Eh? When I see Corona, I wave from a distance. I wave. I had a conversation with that brother. I trained him. He finished the training. He had not written his exam. Then they invited him for a role in a bank. Hear this testimony. Some of you don't believe in instant miracles. Get ready for 2026. I am not speaking to you about testimonies ahead. I'm talking to you about people I prayed for. Man of God, the brother applied for a role. It's like saying head of marketing or head of finance. That was the role he applied for. Just a role in that organization. When he got into the interview, because the course he took was a Scrum Master course, the one I trained him for, the interviewer started speaking Scrum language. He now responded to them. They say, you understand what we are saying? He said, yes. When his letter came out, managing director of the bank. Somebody that was blacklisted, never to work in a bank again, applied as for a role, just any role. He was not interviewed for the role of, the Lord will surprise you. If the testimony does not shake you to your core, it's not a testimony. I said Because they said you are not qualified. It is God that justifies the unqualified. In this new year 2026, we qualify you. Azehaketaya. Rabbi Hekanu Tabaye Kasaya. Listen, there is nothing that happens on this earth that is not first written in the heavens. I came to tell you, you will not wait 5 years old. Okay. That you may know that the Lord rules in the affairs of men. We change the structure of your organization. Azebele no goniya na na niya, azebele yoniya lede. Ebe yagidi ye le melo doziya, erebele gonozoda ye le melo no. Ere meya no zele mania hidele, yegele meno zeya ne hade yele yele, egede ba ya la bara shada gade ele mare gede. God is about to do a new thing in your life, and it will spring forth. 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 No restrictions. No limitations. In the name of Jesus. And everything will be for His glory. It will be for His glory. It will be for His glory. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. The year we are coming into is the year of the reward. The year of the reward. You are going to experience the economy of heaven in every area of your life. Listen. Oh, so something is flying here. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me in the spirit. Don't lose your position in the spirit. Don't be distracted. Now, we are going to do something in the next 3 minutes. And this is a do-it-yourself. You are going to incubate 2026. You are going to pray the will of God for 2026. From January to December, you are going to pray in tongues. And begin to see the gates of every month open to you. The gate of every month. You are going to see it open to you. Are you ready? Lift up your voice and begin to travel in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, let your amen be resounding. In the name of Jesus, in the year 2026, because you need to focus on what the Lord will have you do, there will be no walls of Jericho. The mandate upon us for 2026 is alignment and obedience. That's the mandate. When the Lord says jump, you jump. You don't need anybody to agree with you. If the Lord says jump, you jump. You don't need anyone. You see, this committee, we want to have a meeting to discuss, is why many people are stuck. Thank you. I have made up my mind in the new year, I'm going to be a blessing. I'm going to be a channel of blessing. I'm going to be I'll be so blessed. I have to be a channel of blessing. I'm going to be so blessed. I am going to be a channel of blessing. I am a channel of blessing. The blessing lives on the inside of me. I am a channel of blessing. I am not broke. I am a channel. I am filled with the spirit of grace. And out of the grace we have received, we give to others. Take delivery. It's your own. The package has your name. Take delivery. Take that expansion. Take it. It's your own. The Spirit of God is making it happen. In the name of Jesus. For the Lord on this mountain will destroy the covering that is cast over the face of the people. That is the word of the Lord to someone here. He said, on this mountain, the Lord will destroy. You see, you may be good but be hidden. You may be excellent but nobody sees you. There is a covering that gives people another. What they see when they see you is not what you are thinking. You have tarried on this mountain for too long. And today there is a transport system sent by heaven to move you from Mount Sinai to Mount Zion. That brother called me and he said to me, "Said the doctor says that my child is dead." And I asked him a question, "Is your child dead?" He said, "No." I said, "Then leave that place now. Go to the hospital where they will tell you your child is alive." The baby had been dead for 2 weeks. Doctor says we need to evacuate. I don't have a problem with the doctor. I love doctors. If not for doctors, I would have been dead. I said, "Change the hospital." By the time he got to the hospital, the baby was 2 weeks, dead baby, already breathing. In another 2 weeks, the 2 weeks that the baby lost, it had recovered it. This Jesus, serve the Lord with all your heart, and he will bless your bread. He will remove sickness, curses from the midst of you. I traveled recently and I saw that baby and I said, "Do you know me?" The one that they said was dead for 2 weeks. This Jesus, we have limited him with our thinking. He is not a man. I thought he's not a man. I choose to see you as you are. I will not see you as a man again. You will be God, I will be a man. I choose to see you the way you are. Do you know how far God has brought you? Do you actually know, if you think back, some of us were not supposed to be married though. That's why in this new year, you will praise him, you will dance, and you will not apologize. Oh, glory to God. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. In Psalm 149 and from verse 6. Psalm 149 and verse 6. Please take your seats briefly. You can sit down, but don't sit on your mouth, because you might need to shout a random hallelujah here or make some noise there, you know. The scripture says, let the high praises. Come on, say high praises. Now, so 2026, we are not doing low praises. We are doing high praises. Say, let it be in their mouth. God is not expecting you to give a witness to the negative situations around you. The solution for negative situation is the praise of God. And God says, that high there is speaking to what? The attitude. The way in which you have chosen to praise Him. So I will not make any negative confession in 2026. I would rather praise God. So if I also tell you about a challenge, tell me, let's praise God. Don't help me analyze. Don't analyze. Because this analysis will kill the remaining faith I have. So don't just tell me, let's praise God. And you bring out your shekereh. And then you begin to praise God and you begin to magnify Him. Hallelujah. The scripture says, let the high praises of God be in my mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, speaking about the word of God. Which means, as I begin to declare His praise, I hold my Bible. Not iPad. Because the devil is very smart. You are going to get a Facebook pop-up and an IG pop-up, and there's something you've been looking for. It will suddenly pop up on your screen. So get a Bible. So buy a Bible in 2026. So I hold this. What is this significant? This is reflective of the word of God, which means I'm in attack mode. I am in attack mode. Once I unleash this sword, it will not go back without tasting blood. I am in attack mode. As I praise God, it means that the word of God becomes the basis for which God will communicate with me and give me my next instruction. So you are going to love your Bible. Buy any version you like, but you are going to love it. You sleep with it. You wake up with it. Go around with it. Read it. Download many versions. You have no business gossiping with Ngozi. Just, if you want to know your reference, after I talk for 10, you say, you know, I was reading Psalm 149 and I saw something. The moment their faces turn and you see them frowning, open your diary and write their name, Ngozi. Ngozi is not to be related with for more than 10 minutes. Put it there. You already know those that will form the wall of Jericho around you. So you put their names down. Even God has a book where He writes names. You are not hearing me. I say God has a book where He writes. He has two books. One for those who belong to Him. The other one, their matric number, all of them, they are going to hell. So why are you not to have a book? Have a book. Ngozi, Chiamaka, Chidebere, Gbenga, Shegun, Femi, Ayokunle, Ayomikun. Some you may not know their name, but you know their nickname. Put it like that. Toxa, Tuxin, Guziano. Put it like that. Five minutes. A pastor called me yesterday and begged me to unblock another pastor. He was begging me. Can you imagine? I told him, he said, I know, say you know well, but they just help me unblock her. He's begging. I said, this is 2026, so no time for rubbish. If you are not a serious person, if I don't block physically, I will block you mentally, spiritually. You will not have access to me. It's better to travel small and hit your target than to be a man pleaser and you are even retrogressing. No time for rubbish. No time. Is this your fine face? People should be liking. But if they are not ready to be serious and accountable, then you can join the PDP or APC. There are certain parameters I quickly want to bring out before we share the grace. In Genesis chapter 41, please go there, verse 1. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamt. And behold, he stood by a river. Go ahead. And behold, there came up out of the river. Please, let me just say this now. And I don't know. I'm just passing by. This scripture is for Nigeria. But I'm just passing by. This one now. And please, they say we are paying tax next year. I came to appreciate all of you who have been a blessing to me. Please, next year, put narration. You understand? Put gift or something. Don't put prophet. Public service announcement. But I don't know. I know they have our names. They are waiting for us. Come and pick us and say, you that small boy with big mouth, where's your tax? So I'll just tell you, say, this is it. What about this one? His gift. Please put up the scripture. Amen. Okay. You will pay tax, you see. Never see anything. Behold, there will be problem this January. And I never see anything. Reset. There came up out of the river 7 well-favored kings and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. Please give me New King James, because some of us are not really that educated like that. So just give us something we can. Because I don't know what other king is. Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them. So these cows came out of the river. And the first question that should trigger you is, why are cows coming out of a river? So God speaks in parables. The first mistake you can make when you come into the interpretation of dream is to enter into the interpretation in the flesh. Cows don't come out of the river. They die there. Put up the scripture. They came out, and 7 other cows came up after them out of the river, ugly and gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the river, on the bank of the river. Verse 4. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine looking and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke. This is a serious matter. Because when a king dreams, his dreams have national implications. That's why when you dream, you only see your family. Because that's where you have influence. But the kind of dreams you have will tell you the kind of influence you carry. So he was a king. So he saw something. Please go to the next verse. He slept and dreamt a second time. And suddenly, 7 heads of grain came up on one stalk, plumb and good. Then behold, 17 heads, blighted by the east wind. This one is an attack. Sprang up after them. And the 17 heads, see, the weak ones are taking the day. Devoured the 7 plumb and full heads. They waited for that destiny to mature. They waited for that life to fully bloom. Then they came after it. This is what Satan always does. When you begin to do well, that is even when you need to start praying. Because Satan knows that most people drop their guard when they start doing well. They start speaking through their nose. I was in Ontario, we had a conference. Go after him. But you know, that time when you were praying, it was your mother tongue. Your traditional Igbo language. You spoke even in our Yoruba culture, so communities have their own dialect. That was the dialect you spoke, that God heard you. So now, I don't know, that pastor is spending so much time, he preaches, he talks a lot. Satan laughed. See. What you don't know is that the business of the spiritual realm is talking. Say, day unto day, uttereth speech, and night unto night, showeth knowledge. Whatever is declared in the day will be revealed in the night. Maybe this new year I will write a book on understanding the spiritual realm, so that put some things. If you can read it, it will be like Watch My Knees book. Put up that scripture. This is not even where I'm going. I'm interested in Joseph. Next verse. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians. Who did he call? Good. You recall what you know. And all his wise men, and Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was no one that could interpret them for Pharaoh. If the dream is from God, only the spirit can reveal it. Next verse. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my fault these days. There's something I just remembered. Next verse. And Pharaoh was angry with his... When Pharaoh was angry with his servant and put me in custody of the house of the captain of guard, both me and the chief baker, quickly. We each had a dream in one night. He and I, each of us dreamt according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now, there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard, and we told him and interpreted our dreams for us. To each man, he interpreted according to his own dream. Yeah? And it came to pass, just as he interpreted for us, so it happened. He restored me. Hello? Who restored? Look at it. He was not speaking to the king. He wasn't referring to the king. He said, this man that interpreted our dreams, he did what? He restored me to my office. And he hanged the other one. When you see the original encounter that day, was anybody hanged? He simply interpreted. The moment a dream is interpreted, it becomes active in the atrium. That sentence has, you are not getting it. The moment a dream, the meaning is given to you, that dream becomes active in the atrium. Whether you now respond to it or not, it's on you. That dream, the day Joseph said to him, this is what will happen to you, that was the day that sentence became a reality. 3 days later, somebody died, somebody was released. So he said, let us send for this man. Now, this is where I'm going. There is a level of maturity that does not come by aging and becoming matured and having gray hair. There's a level of maturity that comes to a man only by the experiences of life, when you have seen certain things. And that's why you find that when you find a very elderly person that talks a lot and lies on camera and even becomes an ambassador, you know. Because there is something about, with age you come wisdom. As you get older, you talk less. Just allow the young people do their thing. This brother that gave them this interpretation was also having some conflict with his own destiny. But you see, the prison helped him refine his gift. His gift was refined through service. You didn't hear me? His gift matured by developing character, not necessarily by asking the gift, God, to mature the gift. Are you hearing me? You didn't hear me. He had a very powerful gift that could disciple nations. Yet the pathway for his maturity was not in going for conferences and apostolic, prophetic conferences. Those things are good. The pathway for him, because your nations will be in your hands, you must be a man of quality character. So God hid his maturity in pain. God was silent, but was speaking to him through everything that was happening around him. So at some point in his journey, he didn't blame God again. He just knew that if God had preserved me to this point, tomorrow is another day. We thank God for today. He started using his gift to help others. Peradventure, my own salvation is to be in this prison. My death, but you, I can help you. You will die. And believe me, that was not the first day Joseph did that, you know. We only saw that manifestation because the gift had become razor sharp. Are you with me? So you need to understand why God is hiding you sometimes. The exposure you are asking for, you are not ready for it. When you are put in the midst of board of directors of multinational, and you have 5 minutes to talk to them, and they look at you and they say, this person looks like a young girl. They expect you to behave like their office assistant, one of their team members in their department. And you come there and say, no, before I talk to you, let me read my profile to you so that you have an idea who you are talking to. And then you start reading page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. Okay, let's stop here. Let's go into the problems this company is facing. Everybody sits up. God will hide you for a season. There is a season in your life that is referred to as the period of anonymity. The period where God hides you. You may be so good, but God will hide you deliberately. Because he's keeping you for a time. Listen to me. You were not born the day your parents decided they wanted a child. You were born in due season. Are you with me? You were born in due season. And God kept you. And kept you. And kept you. And kept you. Until you met a Joseph. Because there are certain people, they may not have an encounter like Elijah. The Elijah they will meet to be a man in their office. Maybe somebody, maybe a pastor, it may be someone that just by. So if you are the type of person that despises people because of the shape of their head. So you see, it's oblong head. That is your Joseph. Joseph was matured through trials. And peradventure you are here and you've been praying. Maybe you need to ask yourself, maybe peradventure you are also a Joseph. And you need to ask yourself, is God trying to refine me through trials? There are some blessings God will put in your life so that you can be humble. Because when you look at your life, you know there was nothing you did of your own that could have gotten you here. This is simply the hand of God. So what is God requiring of you? Anywhere you go, you must keep your head down. And that is now a challenge because in your village, people are known to be proud. If you come from a place where people talk loud. Pastor Desmond was having a conversation with man. He said, I mean, you know, he's from Benin City. He's from Edo State. He said, where we come from, we are loud. We shout. He said, so when you see us shouting, you may think we are angry. No, it's the way we are. I said, glory to God. Say, so you need to be close to me to realize I'm actually a regular person. But you see us as if we are fighting. Say it's just the way we are. Despite the fact he didn't grow up there. But the thing is in him. He has lived in Enugu. He has lived in the north, Katsina. Because that was a soldier. So he learned outside. He speaks Yoruba. Speaks his own native language. He speaks so many languages. But yet, that Edo thing, he did here. It's not everybody. I think you have to be very exposed, though. Like, to be as calm as Brother Quincy. You have to be very exposed. God must do a work in you to be calm like that. Because if you go to Sapele Road in Benin City, you cannot be calm. Let me tell you 2 or 3 things here. There is a period of anonymity that you must identify with. David also had to deal with the period of anonymity. Between the prophecy, when Samuel laid his hands on him, and when he became king, he had to go through the wilderness. No prophecy will tell you everything. Why is it that God will not tell you everything? Because he wants you to walk with faith. He wants you to release your faith. There are many things in God's house that are higher than prophecy. A prophecy is not the ultimate, the most powerful thing in God's house. Because scripture says that whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Are you with me? So there's a realm where prophecies end. But the scripture speaks about love. Agape. When this brother, if I was Joseph, I would not help those guys. Yes. I will not help them. Because God also spoke to me. And I'm in prison because God spoke to me. So let's die here. Because misery loves company. Let's start a prison fellowship. Joseph, the moment he was willing to look beyond himself, God knew he was ready. The moment Joseph was willing to look beyond himself, God knew he is ready. The moment he was still too excited to share, oh, I saw three angels. I said, oh yeah, keep him in the cooler. He's not ready. There are things you will see, even without God telling you, don't talk about it. You already know you are not going to talk about it. The period of anonymity, that will mature you. And it's good for you if you go through these phases early in your life. But there was something that Joseph said to that brother. Say, when you go out there, please remember me. What do you think he was talking about? Do you think he was talking about sitting beside the king? Get me out of here. Don't let your pride hinder you from asking for help. Not everything has to do with anointing. If that woman that day had refused to give Elijah that food, Elijah will also die. And if that woman had also refused and she ate that food alone, Elijah would die, she would die, the child would die. Our salvation was in being willing to let another man, let another man, a stranger, live and she and her baby die. And God stood on that one and said, because you did this, you will not die. And she was living better than the king in family. You need to understand how God works. In all those stories, there are principles. The scripture says, there is he that withholds more than is necessary, and it tends to what? Poverty. Poverty. That's why I told you, the key to 2026, you'll be a giver. You will help a lot of people. Sometimes when you help them, you will be crying because that was the last. And you too, that are saying, thank God, they say everybody will be giving. Yeah. I'm talking to you too. Don't position yourself as a receiver alone. Position yourself as a giver. One day, Pastor, I was preaching and he said, everybody has something to give. And the thing struck me. Say, everybody has something to give. And that day, I saw people taking off their watch. Taking shoes inside the offering basket. Learn. Open your eyes. Learn. Learn. Even if you can't read the Bible, see what those around you are doing. Learn. You can fall under the anointing till there's... till even God says, don't fall again. You are falling too much. That last time you fell, it was not me, it was you. When we go beyond the season of anonymity, you enter into a season of silence. Again. And this is when you begin to ask yourself, has this brother forgotten me? Do you know how many people say to you, say, man of God? Somebody said to me, my manager, I was going to Fidelity Bank. He said, Binga, the moment I step into Fidelity, you are coming. I said, my God. Say, all my boys, they are coming with me. The man is in the UK now. Yeah. After the infidelity for many years, he still left and ran away. I'm still waiting for him to call me. To come to fidelity. I'm waiting. Say, all my boys, all of you, mention your name, say you are coming. Vain is the help of man. Say you are coming. I say, wow. I went to my chair, I sat down. I say, it will not be here for long. Oshonic, we are going to fidelity. We keep our word. But the man did not keep his word. You go into a season of silence where you begin to, you are being tried to become offended because you are forgotten. Become tried. Was it not this person I profess? Come on, let me tell you a story. You know, I only tell you the Google stories. Let me tell you. There are some stories I don't say because we are on camera and I don't want to be misunderstood. Should I tell you? don't worry. See, when you give a prophecy to a man, you are going to stand beside the king. How convenient is it for you to forget me? You mean you can easily forget like this? Human beings are difficult too. You took his hand. You took my hand. Went to the MD of the company and said, this is my son. Help him. Now, you are the one calling me. When you call, I cut the call and say, I'm in a meeting. I tell you that held my hand, presented to Barrister Antonio and said, this is my boy. Help him. And I say, I'll call you back. And I say, hello, sir. So sorry. We're in a meeting. We've been in a meeting since 1845. I'll come around, but you know, we are also traveling. In short, you don't see me again. When you wanted to marry the girl, you are going to kneel down and prostrate. I'll be MJ, you prostrate. Then when you now get married now, the house is far. The house of your father-in-law is very far. Say the road is bad. The road to that place is not. So you can relate. Well, you've gotten what you wanted. Amen. So let them come and visit you too. Abi, I used to tell my wife that the consolation I have is that when they look from afar and they see my wife, they know that she's not suffering. So they can say, okay, this one can misbehave. Because we can see that even if it doesn't come, no problem. But we can see that the glory of God is on our daughter. But if every time they see her, this place is swollen, that place, they say, Then they will call the pastor that did the joining. Say, let's visit our sons. Like they are going through a challenge. A period of silence where you will be tested for offense. The moment Joseph got to the palace, Joseph had a particular character that I appreciated. He never talked about Potiphar. He never talked about the wife. He didn't even say, oh boy. 2 years old. You get mine though. Why not the one kneeling down and begging me that day and I prophesied to you? You told me you would buy drum set for church. Do you have money? Say, how much do you have? 50,000. The spirit here is you are going to be tempted. Peradventure, you will be offended. That's why you find that many pastors, as God begins to bless them, they withdraw. They will just put Pastor Tokwe between them and the congregation to protect their heart. Because you see that heart. People have broken. Now, the doctor said they can't mend it again. So the heart is shattered permanently. Shattered! If you want to pick the core, because the screen is broken, you turn it like this. There's only one part of the screen that is... Hello? You pick the call. You'll be tested for offense. I'm telling you, before the throne, because when you enter 2026 and the first person that calls you is your mom and she starts screaming over your head, just know I told you. You must have a very calm and forgiving spirit. It's not that you cannot be offended, though. You are right to be offended, but you must protect your heart. The most important part of the throne is your heart. The most important part of the throne is your heart. It's not that chair. It's your heart. If there's no heart, that rule, that government will be very brutal and wicked. Not once did Joseph say, "Hallelujah. Where is Potiphar? There's somebody here, Potiphar. Don't give them food." The woman herself was waiting for the day she would have been sentenced. And in fact, Pharaoh would have wiped them out, that family. With one wave of the hand, they will. She lived in fear. Joseph preferred her to live in fear. Peradventure, they must have met somewhere. Say, "Ah, madam, how are you doing? God bless you. How's your husband? And that's your other servant. God bless you. It's good to see you. So we'll catch up, eh? I still my WhatsApp number. You can chat him." Which kind of man is this? I threw this man in prison. I lied, and he's still asking me to chat with him. You will not go there again. Say they are lined up for food. Let me die here. This love is too much. It's a wicked love. Because if this man decides, I don't know if he's planning to act on it. I don't know what. I beg, let me stay in my house. I will not see this man with my eyes again till I die. And that's what happened. Joseph never saw them. What you are going through is for a face, but you must protect your heart from offense. Anonymity, the season of silence. There is a season of remembrance. Come on, say amen. In that day, you will be remembered. It is those whom you have been favorable to that God will use. You didn't hear me. You know when I started, I said this new year, you will be benevolent. Yeah. I said the day Pharaoh didn't know Joseph, it was a man he helped that knew him, that remembered him. The man could have even just kept quiet and allowed the magicians to be doing their septum. The God said, "We should greet you." The God said, you should calm down. You know, because there's no message. So the God said, "We should greet you." What are the, what should, is it a ram? Is it a goat? I said, the God said, "We should greet you." The man could have remembered and would have been thinking of not even doing anything. But because that was his day of remembrance, God pushed him and he talked. Say, "There was a man, sir. I met him. He's Jewish. When I was in the prison, he predicted. The king did not even say, "Oh, is it the one that wanted to play away match?" He says, "Go and bring him." You must be benevolent. It may not be the person you bless that God will use, but there will be, on the strength of your benevolence, God will do something. Huh? But you must not allow your hands to be idle. You don't have to do something so big, but whatever the Lord gives you the grace, just make sure you are a blessing to people. God wants us in 2026 to be participators with our destiny journey. The average Nigerian or African wants to sit down and send God on errand. And God refused to go on errand for men. You are going to be part of your own journey. There was a time I prayed for someone, and you know, the Lord blessed the person. The person took my name and recommended me for a particular dealership in this country and brought the dealership certificate to me. I didn't even know what to do with it, but I had it. But you see, though, he did not even talk about it, he just did it. But there were other people. So I'm telling you that you may have 25 disappointments, but you see the one that God will use. Oh, it will be worth it. The scripture says, "Do not be weary in well-doing." Please let me preach to your neighbor and say, "Don't be tired of doing well." You see, when the scripture says in this, Isaiah 42 and 11, is it 11 or 9 that we read? It said, "For I will do a new thing, and it will spring forth." That word "spring forth" is very significant, meaning that what the Lord will do, he said before they spring forth, I will tell you, which means there is a growth process to even that which the Lord wants to do. You will first see the ear, the blade, then it will begin to spring forth. It looks like something that is not really significant, but it is the Lord that is doing it. He said, "But I will tell you before they happen, so that you will be able to protect what God is doing." Over every new thing that the Lord is doing, there will be commensurate instructions that will go with it. So you have to be sensitive. You cannot hear God if you are offended. You cannot be anointed and offended at the same time. There was a time I was so offended, you know, and I just told one of our pastors, prepare message every Sunday and get ready to preach, because I don't want to come on the altar and be raining, because people say, who is he fighting with? So I just prepare message, I sat down. That whole season, I was preaching on the love of God, the holiness of God. I was preaching to myself for that 1 month. Like, I was just, the message was for you, but it was for me. You know, I was just preaching, so that I will not lose my calling. But I told somebody beside me to prepare. If I notice that the way I'm feeling, I want to destroy somebody's life, I'll just tell that pastor, you go and preach. Go and preach. Know your limit. You are not that powerful. Yeah. When Joseph entered the season of remembrance, God caused someone to remember him. And that one remembrance was enough. It was just like the man that I met when I was in the bank, you know, Shonik Bank. He was a retired executive director in Zenith Bank. But anytime he comes to my office, he wears knicker. His name is Benga too. He wears knicker and t-shirt. You will never know he was an executive director in Zenith Bank. I mean, in the days when banking was banking, not all this one that everybody is a bank. Even the one under the main road say they have license. All these money transfer thing, they say they are also banks. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we were doing banking, it was only commercial banks. We don't know any other thing. But the man will come. And Zenith Bank, in those days, we had the number of banks that we had: First Bank, GT Bank, Zenith, Oceanic, Bank PHB, Access Bank. Who said Sterling? Intercontinental Bank. Stanbic. Aha, that's my bank. Amen. And so we have a few banks that, if you even want any respect, you have to open an account in any. In fact, in those days, any bank is 50,000 naira minimum balance. So they pursued most of us. See, I opened my own account to GT, 0 naira. And they shook my hand and said, "Welcome to GT family." At Alagbaka. And but I didn't have money in the account. I did not even have an ATM. I trekked from Alagbaka to Federal Girls. If you know, Alagbaka is where the governor's office is. It's like going, it's like trekking from Ojota, and you are going, you know that bridge that connects from Surulere to CMS? That, is it Costain? When you get home, it's just to drink water and sleep. You can't even ask for food because you are sweating bullets. You trek. All I had, my joy, was 003396. That account number. No, I didn't put one error out. They said they are using to bank the unbanked. That's why today I still stay with them. But if you recognize me when I'm small, when I'm big, I'll do something for you. When I went to the bank, GT, last week, I said, "Please, I don't like my trip." Say, "Can we push it up to 25? And I said, "That's all right. Do you have anything above 25? Say, "No." I said, "Okay, push it." I said, "This same account, too." That the customer service person, "I just look at this small boy." He said, "You want to have an account?" And she even shook my hand. Welcome to GT family. I say thank you. This is your account number. I say, when you have money, come and collect it. I say thank you. I did not collect it for over a year because there was no money. But if you ask me for account, 003396 something something, I will not give you the rest. When you are benevolent, when I was going to start working in the bank, do you know that you can be so benevolent that even your children benefit? They gave me an employment letter, an appointment letter in Oceanic Bank, and they said whoever must reference you must earn more than you. And I think that's the principle. Your guarantor done an 8. Alright, it's not much. I know some of you are any more than that. Even though you are behaving as if you are suffering, but I know you have more money than Dangote. I thought someone would say amen. Dangote is yesterday's money. You are the one on the block now. Amen. If God can bless him, why not you? Don't worry about it. You are next. Amen. You will be so blessed. Amen. Your children will not want to change their name. Amen. This new year, I will bless you, bless you, bless you, till you get angry and you become blessed. Amen. Just get angry, sir. I'm blessed. And you just see it. If you have a problem with blessing, I will give you the name of one other church where you can attend next year. Here, when I get angry, I will bless you. When I'm happy, I will bless you. I will still teach you, but I will use blessing and finish you. You will get angry one day and say, I cannot be small. You will get angry. My sister had helped a man. Just a casual help. The man had become a manager in Zenith Bank. When I didn't know we were so poor in my family until they asked us to bring reference. All of us gathered in the family, we didn't know one person that was earning 5 million. I knew we were anointed, God was helping us, but I knew we were poor, but I didn't know we were that poor. We did not know one person in our church, anywhere, that was earning above 3 million. Until my sister remembered that man in the north that she met. The man was now in the southwest. He was the manager of Zenith Bank in Accra. I checked again. Don't blame me. Just leave me at my destiny. If you see me, somebody comes here tomorrow and uses an escalator to drive me, just leave me. If you know where I've trekked, as a child, I've been trekking since. Not that. I've been trekking. I trek for a living. I went to any bank around that Alagbaka. They did not even allow me come in. I was looking at them. These people don't know me that I have letter. They don't know that I have letter. Oshoni Bank, no be your mate. Like, Later, the man said, no. Is it from Fumi? Let him come in. The man said, young man, you want to be a banker? I said, I'm ready a banker once you sign. Once you sign, I'm ready a banker. The man looked at me, said, make sure you don't steal money. I said, yes, sir. Make sure you learn your work well. I said, yes, sir. How's your sister? See the way my heart was keeping. See the way my heart was keeping. The envelope that the man, where I put the man's reference, this is how I held it till I got home. Mistake of what shall I like? Where you sat down in the bus, you left. Hey! Now, can I tell you, I had money in my pocket, too. But that money was not for coming to the bank. It was for going home. Because now I have letter. Guess how much the transport fare then was? Then, taxi, not bus, taxi. From Alagbaka to Federal Government, guess. Don't talk to anybody. I don't know what they are carrying. I don't know which power they are using. Just this is how I heard my letter. If you know all the fears I had between going back to Lagos, that They will just say, but your name is not on the list. You know, I imagined many terrible things. I couldn't even tell people I got a job. Because I say, some people, they will just see, like all those movies, you just see them, they will say, they have given another person, did not come on time. Hey, one thing. When I got to the bank, they did not allow me to enter. At Ozumba, they say, we should wait there. They want to confirm. What are you confirming? I have everything. Olu, akata kata yeba kasata kata. You speak in tongues. All my enemies, wherever you are, scatter. The person just said it innocently. My mind traveled far. You will not be made to wait. When you show up in 2026, everybody who is supposed to be your destiny partner, they will be waiting there. My wife applied to a particular organization and it's their loss. Anyways, I was sitting in that interview, you know, it was a virtual interview. She was trying to move from the banking industry to telecoms. And this telecoms is not, it's a popular, you know, in Nigeria, but it was the South African office. It was for the African office, not Nigeria, but she'll be here. And the man said, wow, you are so fantastic. Say, I'm thinking I should take a gamble on you. Ah! I became offended. He said, you are not the one they are interviewing. Because she was on speaker. I was offended. My wife was not happy with that comment. Because, permit me to say this, and this is not to discourage those of you in the bank. Those in the multinationals, in the telecoms, in the manufacturing, Dangote, our representative, is going to be one of the EDs very soon. So please remember me. You know, I'm loyal to you. So please, can stand up. All these guys, Bua Cement, there's a name I'm trying to remember. Lafarge, Verbena Logic, amen. There's a way they look at bankers. And I'm sorry to say this, that I'm sorry to be the one to tell you. They don't really think you guys are doing anything. That's shame over there. They look at you guys that you are restricted. You are just in one area. What they do in their manufacturing space requires you to know more than debit and credit. You may be very good, but already the odds are against you if you're a banker. I'm telling you now, just listen to what I'm telling you now. So that when you want to go for that interview, come, let us pray. Don't go and say, I'm the head of one thing. They don't like you. That's the way that industry, to break from banking into, am I talking to somebody now? My wife was upset. But thank God that God is not a man. And thank God she didn't take that job. It would have been a good offer, actually. But she later got an offer with another organization. The same company came back. That telecoms that they were now begging. My wife said, no, I can't come. I said, well done. Tell them again. Say, no, your scope is too small. You just cover Africa. It's too small. My wife needed that up. I'm prophesying to you. That job you think you even want is too small for you. But, so I'm telling you, if I give her the mic, she will tell you the seeds that she sowed to break out of where she was. We don't want you to be money conscious and all, but for every major move, an altar must be raised. That's why you are praying, nothing is happening. I came to tell you, you need to raise an altar to the Lord. We needed money in the house. My wife woke up one morning. It was, I think, New Year. Be one of those New Year. She said, God said she give all her money to. Is it Pastor Desmond? Pastor Ayo. I was just looking at her like, you know, If we had not discussed the situation in the family, and we know where we are, you just woke up one morning. I don't believe God speaks to women. I don't understand why you are telling me God is telling you this kind of thing. If she had woken up that morning and said, "The Lord told me to wait upon him," I say, "Hey, it's busy. I need the whole year. We need this money. I even thought it was one small money. When you see people, they are quiet. They are just looking at you. Go and beg them. Please show me the way. There are areas I don't argue with her about, because I know that one, she has mastered it. Sometimes when I do something, some people say, "Wow, that was a very powerful decision." They are not aware that it was my... After I did it, I told my wife to cross-check. But people are seeing my glory. They don't know that this one doesn't know any book. It's the wife that is reading book that I will give. If you like, keep talking down your wife. Don't know, this house and the land of the tribe of Judah. That's why you will not make it. She doesn't have to be a master's degree holder. She may just be a very thorough person. And she can look at something and say, "Why don't you change these tense here? This one is not proper. This one is not..." Very smart woman. So it's not, I'm okay, like, I'm happy. But that day I was not happy. Because, you know, this is January now. We blew all the money in December. Now this is January, reality.com. We are just looking at it. How are you going to... But I did not stop her. I don't know if I ever told her I wasn't happy with that decision. But maybe she's hearing for the first time. I wasn't happy. Because it's my friend. I'm also anointed. Sure, you see my anger now. Say, "Pastor, God told me to go and sow his seed in 7 churches. I am the 7 churches." So where, which church? Say, 3 by the river, 3 by the mountain, 3 by Moway, 3 by... By the time you go to all the trees, you now say, "Pastor, I forbid God, pray for me." Me? It's like you are... But you know, if you seek the Lord will... It's just like Joseph. You are stuck, and yet God is saying, "Prophesy to other people." You do it. That season, my wife broke. Do you know the funny thing? Everyone that interviewed my wife for that job, look up to her today. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. Like, how do you do this? I said, "Wow, can God lift a man like this?" The people that interviewed you didn't even know what they were talking about. You now came in. They now saw that. You know, it's just like saying someone is a mechanic, auto mechanic, but you specialize in Toyota cars. Then he specializes in Nissan products. And she does Mitsubishi products. You now recruited somebody that knows O3. Meanwhile, a lifetime, you could be on Toyota alone. You now saw a young lady who knows 1, 2, 3 proficiently. My God. And I sit in their meeting sometimes, hear them when, and I just thank God. Because God is not a man. See, let me tell you. If you think like a man in 2026, you will miss God's opportunity. You must use the word of God to refine your thought process, because God is about to embarrass you. Now, some of you don't appreciate what I said. If I told you, sir, that someone would bring a project to you and tell you, "This project, help us do it for 8 months," and they just put $30,000. You are in your house, so everything you will do, you already know it. They just say $30,000, but this is $15,000 to start. Then by April, we'll give you another. And you're just looking at it. They say, "We know the work is going to be very tasking." You already have all those templates. You say, "Yes, it's going to be very tasking, because we are going to recruit a lot of people to do the job. However, don't worry. Let's just sign the SLA, do everything, one thing. Let them know the job is very hard." But you have done these things for others, even for free. Now, you are going to get paid for it. Have you seen where someone was being paid to smile? Because in that office, people there don't smile. It's very plastic. But they met you and said, ah, such a natural smile without makeup. Come, 500,000. Come and stand here. Hello, you are welcome to the name of the company. How can we help you? Say, ah, this is your smile, Sha. you want to buy this one? Yes. They will just be saying yes. It's your smile they are saying yes to. Bye. Eh? You don't understand. I said the way God will bless you, you can't tell anybody because it's embarrassing. I know a lady that used to come to this church many years ago. You just come into the office, you see her, people just start giving her money. And I had a meeting with her before then. I said, there's a glory upon you that attracts good things. She said, Pastor, I've been seeing it, but I didn't know what it was. She enters the office, please, I want to buy this. Someone just comes, hello, young daddy, what are you? Say, 50,000. They both came for two different. The person gives the money and walks out, doesn't even collect her number. And she was jobless. The Bible talks about the glory that excelleth. Excellent glory. It is not God's plan for you to sweat before you eat. That is associated with the curse that came upon Adam. God wants you to walk, but he doesn't want you to walk on a cursed land. So this new year you are coming into, by the hand of God, your life will be easy. Amen. These blessings will enter your genetic code. Amen. Your children will carry it over. Amen. There's a lady who worked for this multinational. I've forgotten their name, but I think this company that makes is it Peak Milk? The group. Yes, that company. Let me not market their product here. A lady came here. She was already advised to step aside. So they went for their training school and they said she didn't do well. They did her appraisal. Actually, she didn't do badly. But they said because others did better. You got 80, but every other person got 95. So 80 is now failure. There's a way they do the curve. Just cut her down. So she came here crying. This person is one of the people that broke my heart too. So she broke it to pieces. I could not even pick it up. There was nothing to pick up. She came here crying. What will happen to her? Meanwhile, this is a very solid. You can build a career here. This type of job. And she was in a strategic team. I asked her a question. What do you want? It's just like God asking the prophet, can these bones live again? Say, what do you want? Say, Pastor, I don't want to be sacked. I'm too young for this. I'm better than this. Then I held her hand. Your job is still in your hands. And I told her to go. The person who told her to step aside was the one who tore the letter. And she continued, got confirmed. The prophetic word is powerful. It has no respect for your situation. If the prophet says by this time tomorrow, the price of dollar will be X amount in your favor, it may be the old rate for others. You see, but for you that heard that word, it will be the economy of heaven. So your fountains are blessed. Amen. And I want us to provoke it. So you see him as a man of God, though, not your husband, so that you can get the blessing. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's rise on our feet. I want us to pray. I want us to pray especially. There are three things that I am interested in. Number one are the agents of remembrance. the people that God put around Joseph. Please do not forget that the wisdom that was upon Joseph could save a city and save the whole world that period. But the man with the wisdom was in prison. Helpless. But what he carried could save that whole nation and preserve it. But he himself was in prison. So he needed recommendation. He needed remembrance. So we need to pray first of all about the agents of remembrance that God will send to us. Your business, you may be very good. You may and shut down your business. If God specifically doesn't put some people in your life that whatever you do, be buying from this person. They may not even know that God has... they will just notice anytime they think of something, they come to you. The same way God spoke to Elijah, I have commanded the widow to feed you. Did God talk to the woman? No. But as far as God is concerned, he has spoken. And the evidence of the words that were spoken is that the woman will become willing. Are you with me? The woman became willing. Because, I mean, I don't care about you. If I have just one last, I'll give it to my kids. I don't know you, bro. But she was willing. Which means God had steered her heart to feel comfortable around you. And that is why businesses grow. You are going to lift up your voice. And you are going to pray. 2026. Connect me with the agents of remembrance. Connect me with my agents of remembrance. Everyone that needs to be in my space. Anyone that I need to meet in the new year. Alekaparoki sahitakaya. Oh, rakitakendebele kunokosia. Everyone that needs to come into my life in 2026 to become a midwife for what you are about to do in my life. Let there be a divine connection. Let there be a remembrance. Are you praying? Mention the name of your business. Mention the name of your family. Mention the name of your company where you are working. Mention your school. Begin to declare. Begin to prophesy. Everyone that has been chosen by God to act as an agent of change, let there be a divine connection in the name of Jesus. Over my life, over my family, over the people of God in this church. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus, let there be a connection between the agents of remembrance and my life. Zekata le marako tosia. Are you praying? I want you to pray from the depth of your heart. Rahekato sekala namasota. Rabekatolo namosota. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. When I was about to become a partner to Scrum in the US, I was just sitting in my house. I didn't know nothing. Some conversations happened. And I just had a thought. Apply to them to become their partner here. So I applied. There was a link. I just applied. And I forgot about it. A few days later, one Indian guy reached out to me. He said, well, I got your application. Can we have a chat? I said, yes. So he sent me another link. He said, before we continue the conversation, pay $1,000 or $2,000 or something like that. I said, Nigeria, I do. I'm not going to give money like that. What is this? I called my wife. I said, no. No. When my wife left me, Shakatabala, I had pay. I did not tell her again. Area Alpha. Man, why one came back? A little, how much you get? They sent it to my account. As I was inputting my card details, 1 point something. I mean, how much is 1,000 times? Let's say 1,400 or 1. I said, your village people has finally caught you. How can you give money to a man You don't know. The only link with you is this online. I was following what I heard. You know, that voice was very tiny. Say, go ahead. Very tiny. It wasn't clear. Anything I involve money, I don't hear it well. you are like that too. So my wife went to the room. I used my card. The moment the money went, everywhere became silent. It was, you know, when you have been jazzed and then the thing now leaves you. And I became very calm. I couldn't eat. I was just there. Everyone was quiet. Very quiet. I said, oh God, you are wiser than this now. You are wiser than this. Why will you give money to somebody? I couldn't shout, because if I shout, my wife will say, what did you do? So I just kept quiet. I said, I didn't look for trouble. I just minding my business, because 1.4 million. The money we have not paid. You now added 1.4. About 4 days later, I got a call. Hello, you there? It's me again. They mentioned this name. He said, okay, we've set up your office. Please log in. Let's show you what we're doing. I just came out. I told my wife, I said, they're around, though. They're around. My wife, I said, we want to enter a meeting. I walked by. Zoom meeting. Okay, so we want to welcome you to Scrum Study, United States. We are based in blah, 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 blah. Now you are our partner representing us in Africa, Middle East, Europe, and the United States. Let's show you your office. Then he turned the screen. He said, log in. Let's see what we have here. I logged in. I saw my name. I logged in. He said, do you understand anything? I said, I don't understand anything. He said, okay, click this, click this, click this. I was just clicking. I don't understand what I was clicking. I was just clicking for rubbish, clicking. And I said, well, I'll be working directly with you. So if you have any issues, please feel free to buzz me. This is my WhatsApp line. It's easier to do WhatsApp. He logged out everything in 20 minutes. Before he left, he now said, okay, we asked you to pay $1,000, right? I said, yeah. He said, well, that was just a test. So we are going to be training you and your wife. Say, so that $1,000, we are going to give it back to you. And we are also giving you global certification courses, about $4,000, just for you and your wife. Pick anyone, and it's paid for. I clicked on one of the courses, just one, $600. Clicked on this other one, $600. Click on this other. I told my wife, come and do course. I registered that. Registered myself. I gave some out. I worked in Echo Bank for years. I have never sat in any meeting alone with the managing director of Echo Bank. But I have been in meetings with the president of Scrum Study. And the first question he always asked me, Oluwagbenga, did I pronounce it? I said, well, you tried. So can we just go straight to the meeting? So, he's the president of the company all over the world, though. If you say Gbenga, he doesn't know how to pronounce. But if you put Oluwa, so, you know, he's able to, okay, oh, but that GB, he doesn't know where to start from. Oh, Lou, I said, well, most people don't even get to this point. You got 86%. Then, so he said, okay, so let's, then he will share a slide and he'll be doing the presentation. I say, in Nigeria, MD, you know, they do presentation, though. You will sit down and one of your boys will say, you're welcome, sir. You're welcome, deputy. He will use half of the time to greet everybody before. This one, the president of the company, will share a slide and say, Gbenga, you feeling me? What do you think? I said, the man is 60-something years. I said, okay, so, but we could adjust this, do this. I see, my man just say, Echo Bank, Oceanic, you correct your boss. You are fired. You won't be able to log into your system again. But you know, it started like a joke. But at some point, there was a price that was put to separate the serious ones. So they left me in limbo. It was like a season of silence. Either you get offended and go back, or you pay the price and cross over. I realized that this price was mine to pay. It was not my wife's. And it didn't even make sense to pay it. If I choose not to pay, God will still bless me, but I will never have known what I missed. It was not even about becoming a partner. It's about having an organization somewhere abroad who is now responsible for my training anywhere in the world, anytime. Anytime. Between your season of silence and announcement or remembrance, there will be a very quiet request to pay a price. And that is where you may get offended. Jesus died for us. Why do we need to do this? After all, everything is free. Salvation is not free. It was somebody that died. That's why it's free. Even then, people are still rejecting it. Who told you it's free? When they hit his head on the cross, was it free? Or you don't know, you need energy to hit someone. Listen to me. If they refuse to give you a part, create your own. Create your own. Don't take no for an answer. If they refuse to give you a job, start a business. Don't take no. Nobody should tell you no again. Nobody will tell you no again. Take no for an answer. Who told you can't run a business as a student? Who told you? Out of this house, as we proceed into 2026, global figures. Amen. Global stars. Amen. Put up our popular scripture, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 90. Am I right, Bara? Out of them shall arise the voice of thanksgiving. Chapter 30, right? 30:19. Put up that scripture. Listen, I don't care if you are not a graduate. Hear me. My God, the one I serve, he didn't go to school. And he doesn't speak English. But if you are willing to learn, there's a way for you. I traveled to Abuja, Brobimbo, and I saw a brother who was trusting God for an opportunity. Because after that offer I got with Scrum, then I got another offer with PCB in Canada. And PCB is in charge of all the global cybersecurity courses, the biggest in the world. And they asked me to represent them, Africa, Middle East. Do I speak Arabic? I went to Abuja. After the message, I was on my way out. Somebody came for counseling with his wife. And he said, I'm in health and safety, but I'm trying to make a career decision. I need to break beyond what I'm doing now. I don't have any certification. I said, I feel led to bless you. Do you want to do health and safety? He said, that's my field. Are you trained? He said, no. Okay. To get certified in health and safety, you need $800. Huh? Go and look for $200. I'll pay the balance for you. And I shook his hand and I walked away. I didn't hear from him for days. Only for my phone to ring. Sir, we want to take you up on that. I said, I forgot about what I said. He said, you promised to help me. I said, eh. I looked at the cost, $752. Okay, send your money to my account. Thank God he went online and he saw it himself. He saw the price, the invoice he was given. Because sometimes you need to let people know the cost of the favor you are doing. Yeah. Some people don't know the worth of the favor you are doing to them. That's why people are ungrateful. If people come in and every time they come in, they have direct access to your office, they won't know the value. Tomorrow when they come, let them talk to the secretary first. And let the secretary tell them to sit down for 30 minutes. Drink coffee. When the brother saw the invoice and he saw PC Binkanda send his login details email, he called me, started crying. See, punch his calculator. 200 minus 752. That's 500 and... Sir, you only met me once in... we are in Christ. We are not strangers. Is it the Bible that says it now? Abi, is it my tradition? I say, whoever you have the capacity to help. I know in our Anglican church, they used to tell us, is it in the Bible? When I was in Anglican church, they say, whoever you have the ability to help is your brother. So I have helped you. The favor you may be giving to people in this new year may not even be money. It may just be something you have access to. Call people, train them for free. The brother that I said became the MD of a bank, I trained him for free. I trained him for free. When he became MD, he gave me the whole bank's recruitment. You don't understand? Okay. I told him, I was part of your prophecy in becoming an MD. You will not fail. I told him, I said, I will stand with you. You will not fail. And in less than, 1 or 2 years he has been there? They have bought another bank. He started a bank from scratch. Then he bought another one in his tenure. I said, you will not fail. Don't worry. We will support you with all the wisdom and whatever little thing we have. You need this, you need that, infrastructure here, this one, audit, legal, whatever, I will support you. But this was a man that was back on his back against the wall. But if Jesus could do that for him, your own is not hard. I said your own is not hard. Your wedding will be the talk of the town. It was the intensity of the shout that brought Jericho down. I said, in 2026, you'll be married to a godly man. There are many of you that are in this room now, and those of you living abroad, your next vacation will be abroad. Listen, because you have committed yourself to the advancement of his kingdom, then God has a budget for your well upkeep. The Lord said, I should tell you, because the year we are coming into is the year of reward. He said, you must not think small. You must be strategic. You must live your life by plan, divine plan. Don't just wake up and say, I feel like... No, we are not feeling like in 2026. Everything is well planned. This January, I am resting. February, I'm writing an exam. March, I am doing this. Everything is planned. Don't just say, we'll see how it goes. No. We will not see as it goes. We are not doing that this week. April, you are launching your first business. September, you are launching your second. You is planned. You have a calendar. The Lord said to Moses, he said, as they have spoken in my ears. Hey, he said, I will do it unto them. Who did the speaking? Who did the performance? Who did the speaking? I did the speaking. God said, as long as they have said it, that means God gave me an open bracket to say as much as I desire. Please hear me. There is an economy in heaven for the upkeep of God's children. There is a budget in heaven for your upkeep. Don't let anybody deceive you. God delights in the prosperity of his servant. Because you have given yourself to him. And you have covenanted your heart to him. Listen to me. Whatever you trust will prosper. You are not permitted to be small this year. If you want to be small, it's too late. You cannot be small. Put up that scripture, Jeremiah chapter 30. He said, and out of them shall proceed what? This is the modus operandi for 2026. When you look at your computer barra and you start getting confused, then you will sing a song. We are forever grateful for your mercies. We are forever grateful for your kindness. We are forever grateful. You're teaching us your way. Every time you raise your voice, it means you have hit the point where you now need divine input. I need divine input. When you're in the exam hall and you notice that you can't remember what is happening to you, you enter into a mental state of praise. And then you begin to praise God. Because God dwells in the midst of the praise. It's not a cliche. It is the reality of heaven. Are you with me? Are you with me? Where are my instrumentalists? We need to have a training with them in January 20. Once I throw the song, you take it up.
Teaching us your way, teaching us your truth, showing us the way we must go, helping us to prosper in our soul and our God.
We are forever grateful.
We are forever grateful.
We are forever grateful for your mercies. We are forever grateful for your kindness. We are forever grateful for teaching us your way.
Teaching us your way.
Teaching us your way,
teaching us your ways, teaching us your truth, showing us the way we must go,
helping us to prosper in our soul and our God.
Teaching us your way,
teaching us the way, teaching us your truth,
showing us the way we must go, helping us to prosper.
We are grateful
for your kindness.
Your kindness.
We
I have just two assignments and then I'm out of your way. Please put up that scripture and then we'll read one more scripture. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. He said, out of these people shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. You are not hearing me. This is a promise of God's words to you and your family and over us as a church. What this means is that after one testimony, there's somebody waiting to testify. And then there's another person waiting. And then there's another person waiting. That will have a service. 150 people will be lining up, insisting that they must testify. Terrible testimonies. Awesome testimonies. And the Lord says, look at this. He said, because you must understand the law of implication. When you come before him with thanksgiving, and you come with him with a joyful heart, God says, I will multiply them. Now, I want you to imagine what multiplication is. Multiplication is like having 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then God says, okay, let this one feed 20,000 people. And there will be leftover. Now, you don't even know how that is going to happen. If these 5 loaves can take care of 50 people, it would have been a miracle. But Jesus said, this one, you will have 12 baskets left. One extra for each month. I said extra for each month. I said extra for each month. I said extra from each month. Listen, listen, listen. God is committed to the overflow. He's not just satisfied helping you. He wants you to live out of the overflow. And he said, I will multiply them. Please, I want you to say this and put your name there. I will multiply them and I shall not be few. I will glorify them and they will not be small. If you believe, give a shout of victory. The man at the very back with multicolor, please wave to me, sir. Yes, God bless you, sir. Please just stay there and hear what I'm about to say. I saw the Lord bringing your family together. I saw your family. The Lord started gathering them, bringing them from different places, and they came under one umbrella, united. And I saw the Lord pulling down walls, walls of division. And I saw the Lord, he started blessing your family by reason of this unity. So I release the Spirit of God to go with you, to open the doors in the name of Jesus. Before the end of this year, the Lord will give you a sign in Jesus' mighty name. The scripture says, and I want us to read it very quickly, then you find a partner and that will, I will step out of your way. Matthew chapter 18. 18 and verse 19. Matthew 18:19. And again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth, come on, say on earth, as touching anything, any matter, your finance, your spiritual life, your business, your marriage, whatever, any matter. Jesus said, you can't be more spiritual than you. Jesus said, any matter. You can talk to Jesus about your business. In fact, he wants to hear about it, because since the day he gave that business, he has not seen you. So he wants to hear about it. About your marriage. He said, if you, two of you, can agree as touching anything that they shall ask, he said, it shall be done to them of my Father who is in heaven. So find a partner. This is the final stage of our prayers today. Find a partner. Now, you are going to ask your partner. I don't want us to pray in tongues yet. You ask your partner what they would like you to agree with them on. And you will also do the same. And then you pray for each other. You have 1 second to do that. If you are online, you can also find a way to agree. I will be joining faith with you from there. It will happen quickly. It will happen speedily. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Release your faith. This is the word of God. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. Said, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching any matter that you shall ask, it will be done by the Father which is in heaven. Pray for that brother. Pray for that sister. Make sure you are praying with somebody. In the name of Jesus, alikatoka, rabi hasikata ya likata. Oh, glory to God. Oh, rabba lekana kasita kaba. As touching any matter. Hear our cry, O God, speedily with great answer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As we step into the year 2026, you will not live in regret. As you step into this new year, the hand of the Lord will be mighty upon you. Everything around your life, about your life, will begin to make meaning. That spirit of almost getting there, but never getting there, is done in your life. You have prayed for years. You have sought the Lord. In the year 2026, it will be the year of your thanksgiving. Ah, this thing that God has put in your hands, it will not die. This thing that the Lord has put in your hands, it will thrive. It will thrive. It will thrive. You have invested, you have done so many things. I say it will thrive. Nobody will look down on you. The Lord said to Joshua, no man will be able to look at your face all the days of your life. That is a lot of honor. Ah, that will be your portion. That will be your portion. That will be your portion. What you don't know is that when Joshua became the ruler, people didn't feel, they felt he was too young. He wasn't matured. He wasn't among the top leaders. So they looked down on him. And God said, I will place an honor. There's a kind of honor God will give to you. When you are in the midst of old men, they will see you as older. So they will give you the honor of ancient men. When you are in the midst of big men in your organization, in your business, they will say, please, we cannot close until we have heard Brother Fat, until we have heard Bala, until we have heard Pastor Tokwe. They will mention your name and say, you have to say something. Now hear me. I'm about to make a prophetic declaration. There are some of you here. The role that God wants to give you is currently occupied by somebody. There was a lady in this church I prophesied to. She's online now. This was where she sat. And I called out and I prophesied to her. I said, and that prophecy was a 2 years prophecy. I said, the person, there's someone that will, there's a role you'll be given in your office, but there's someone on the seat now. I said, the day you will get the role, the sign the Lord will give you is that someone will, the person will call you on the phone and say, I've left. When the person calls you, that was the process. It was very direct. I said, start getting your CV ready. But the role was a very senior role. She could do it, but she didn't have the, it's like having two steps ahead of you. So I now told her in that prophecy, the Lord will raise somebody you are not close to in that office. The person will recommend you and say, apply. Exactly, that was what happened. And they put her on a salary of $100,000. She doesn't drive a car. She takes a bus to this church every day. If you see her, you never know. She wears slippers. Lives in a one-room Lives in a one-room apartment where they use band C. They are in band C there. Band C. But she earns $100,000 in that one room. The Jesus that I serve, the one who changes the stories of men, he will visit you today. Whoever is sitting on your chair now, we promote the person and we elevate you. I prophesy again, that next level for you, we create room for you. In that industry, we create room for you. James, we create room for you. Sesu, what you got is not enough. We create room for you. Femi, we create room for you. Victor, we create room for you. Busayo, we create room. If you can hear my voice, we create room for you in the name of Jesus. Listen, in 2026, not only will you be great, you will be an industry giant. That amen is weak. That amen is weak. That amen is weak. Listen, listen, listen. If you have a company or you have a business, we elevate that business to become the standard. Do you remember the brother that came that I said was in Wainoshoni Bank together? That was 3 weeks ago. When he came to my office, he was the admin secretary of my bank, of my office then. And he was a contract staff. If others look down on you, may you not look down on yourself. Because sometimes you can listen to what people are saying, and because three people are saying the same thing, you think that's true. Listen to me. Let God be true and all men be lying. That three people said it doesn't mean they are right. Oh, you have low self-esteem. Not me, sir. Not me, sir. I don't have low self. Even when you look at me, you see it, oh, but you must not agree. You must not admit it. Because the moment you say it is bad, it's done. The brother said to me, he said, after he left the bank, after they sold our bank and he left, they were asked to go. He worked in another company, a capital, you know, investment, still as an admin officer. Admin officer, that's what I said. I did not say manager. Admin. That admin in your office now. He was working there, but he kept saying to himself, there is more. There is more. There is more. He said to me, say, Gbenga, you know this last year? Do you know how much has passed through my hands? Say, if I'm not mistaken, that touched my hands, 60 million. I said, what are you doing? Say, I buy cashew nuts. I sell it to Indians. You know, I suddenly started thinking of becoming a business. I said, explain to me. Explain to me. I wanted to hand over the key of the church that day to Pastor Tokwe and tell him that I'm coming. I will just go to Katsina and maybe me and you will talk later. We'll talk. You know, as he was saying, in my brain is very sharp. I started, I kept quiet. I said, Sunday, don't let anybody come in. Talk to me. He said, oh, we buy cashew nut, we go to the north, we buy it. He said he drives himself. He drives the bus himself, goes there, buys it, buys 30 tons. Buys, say, so whatever is in vogue in that season, they will buy. He said, so this last season now, this last few months, 60 million. I said, who is buying from? He said, I know, the Indians are there. They are not getting enough. I said, eh. Say, so very soon, he said, we've done cashew nut, we are going to do, see the one I'm looking at. As he was talking to me, the man was chatting. Oh, I just sent you an invoice now. Can you look at it? He was showing me, he said, see.
Ah,
alone. If not that Pastor Kwe didn't enter the office that day, I would have just taken the church key, laptop, everything to take. I'm coming. Let's go to Katsina. Because we need to buy land for church. If I do this one three times, the money will come. The money will come. But you see, he was looked down upon. Anytime they say admin, he decided to create his own part. Hello, your job may not require a suit. Stop deceiving yourself. Eh? Your clients are in Katsina. They're in Daura. Find a way. Don't play games. Find the path that Jesus has given you. And he told me, say, this year, we are going to move that figure times 5. Because now we tested it and we got 60 million. Now, 2026, we are going headlong. He said, we already know what to buy. We already know which crop. Ah! I now remembered that I was on the road. I was listening to a radio program on the radio in my car, and somebody was talking about how to get export license, that they wanted to organize a training. And if, you know, as the person was about to dictate his number, one unfortunate fellow just called me, and the thing just, you know, the call came, he just swiped away my phone. By the time the person, they say, okay, so that's the end of the broadcast, thank you for listening. I say, yeah! May evil call not enter your phone. No, what is this? Ah! I just wanted to go because the man kept emphasizing it is not as hard as most people think. That come to the training and we will teach you how to. In fact, if you know about it in this church, brother Jeremiah, goodness me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have a second chance. We are going to do a Zoom meeting. Or maybe YouTube. You will train everybody. If you lie, don't come. Come and tell them that, Pastor, you don't know they are pressing you. They will press you because you refuse to listen to what I'm telling you. Please, maybe by this week or next week, we'll do a meeting like you may just be standing around your opportunity. You are saying, shit money, no, this man. This was the brother that will. He was a contract staff. All the time I was getting January 2 up front. 900 and something thousand. In 2008, I could not tell anybody. This blood money. I could not tell anybody. Hey! Me that my mom was a head teacher earning 35,000. They took 900 and something thousand, gave her son. I was living in one room where thunder used to strike. Strike the house and my TV will blow. The TV repairer, he has kept those power fuse because he knows I'm coming. Sure, customer. Customer, dada. But they gave me 900. I could not talk. It was like 9 billion. Do you know what it means? I grew up in a house where the candle, the light of our candle was brighter than the bulb. Do you know what that means? Hey! This brother, when they paid me that 900 and something, they didn't give him anything because he was a contract staff. But he said, no, I won't take it. He labored with his hand and God blessed it. Before we end this year, maybe, I don't know when, before the end of this year, we are going to pray. The Lord will, by himself, bless the work of your hands. To be productivity upon productivity. In the name of Jesus. So I declare over you, as we end this fast today. The scripture says, and there shall be a returning, and the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Whatever you have presented to the Lord in these 14 days, you have your answer. You have your answer. Amen. You have your answer. Amen. You have your answer. Amen. You begin to walk in timely revelations. Before it happens, you will see it. what you need to do, who you need to speak to. Who you need to talk to, who you need to speak to, you will know ahead of time. Amen. This year, 2026, is the year of your answer. Amen. You will not struggle for anything. Amen. As you imagine it, God will bring it. Amen. As you see it, it will be done. Amen. As you say it, it will manifest. This year, the authority of the heavens over your life will manifest fully. Amen. Whatever prophecy you have been carrying for so long and has left you confused because it did not manifest, in 2026, we compel all hanging prophecies to come down. Amen. To manifest. In this new year we are coming into, you will not bury your parents. Amen. You will not bury your siblings. Amen. You will not bury your children. Amen. And we will not bury you. Amen. This is the year of new life. Amen. Your productivity will be enhanced. Amen. I saw the Lord changing your job. Huh? Anna too. I saw it during the service. I am seeing it again now. I saw the Lord giving you something very solid. And it will not be long. The year 2026 is a year of instant miracles. Amen. When we declare it here, before you get on, you meet it. Amen. The Lord said I should sound a note of warning. He said those who are incensed against you will perish. Say so, go and give notice to your people, those ones that will not let you rest. It's not you, it's Baba. Baba said this new year. Say if you don't mind your business, those people who refuse to mind their business, they will package them into the Red Sea. So I want to help you repent and mind your business. In fact, you may not follow Jesus, but mind your business. Yes. Because the year of reward for Israel was also the year of judgment for Egypt. But you must protect your heart. Don't live in offense. That's all. That's the condition God is giving. Say, don't live in offense. If they feel they can step on you, no problem. Hand them over to God. Move on. This year is the year of reward. And it's both positive and negative. Year of reward. Some people that you see on the governor's seat in some one or two states, they will not be there by this time next year. They will not be there. So, in fact, I want to focus on my money, so let me leave these people. But I'm just telling you that there's going to be a very clean sweep. Very clean sweep. God will sweep. He has a very long broom and is going to sweep certain parts of this nation. That place will become very clean. Because it's obvious we cannot help ourselves. So we now ask him to bring his own broom, the original APC, and sweep everywhere for us. Including all the rubbish in your life. He will sweep it out. For those of you with children, the Lord will give you peace. Your children will grow and they will blossom before your eyes. In the name of Jesus. I want you to turn to your neighbor and I want you to prophesy to them and tell them in this new year you are coming into, it is your year of shining forth. It is the year of reward. It is the year of the harvest. It is the year of shining forth, bringing forth. Glorious things are spoken of you. Glorious things are spoken of you. Glorious things are spoken of you.
Hallelujah.